Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Another session of the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, a family farmer, broadcaster, someone who's been attached to the land since I was old enough to walk, been around cows all my life. I suppose those in part of my bona fides. I look at the situation that we are surrounded with and the tough times that farmers have and go back in my memory. It's always been tough for farmers, and I have never been able to understand why that is. Maybe you and I, through the series of programs that we're doing here to help the family farmer support him or herself, maybe we come to some conclusions, but so far, I don't see anything that makes me conclude that things are getting better. The clock is ticking for the farm bill as we explore some of the news items this week from the world of farm, food, and family. The bill will expire. The farm bill, every 5 years comes up. It expires the end of September. So if you're a farmer, are you looking at the clock? Are you wondering what will happen? There's a number, a number of diverse groups of agricultural folks who are together trying to push the farm bill. There's been a new group called Farm Bill for America's Families, Sustaining Our Future. It's a new campaign calling for the farm bill to be effective for a change. And so these people are getting together to invite others to join in, because the farm bill doesn't just matter for the farmers of America, it matters for all Americans. And if it gets pushed back to after the election, there's nothing about this bill, the past one, even some of the proposals for the new one that I think, I shouldn't say there's nothing good, but there is the usual feathering the nest of the big ag outfits, the factory farmers and farms, and not the advocacy that needs to be in full gear with all hands on deck across state lines, national organizations to push that we have a farm bill that helps the farmer instead of the big conglomerates and people who don't deserve it, don't need it. But as usual, the people who are funding the campaigns of a lot of these representatives and senators from farm states are all states. They're pushing hard. Look at all the money we helped to get you reelected, and you better do our bidding for us. The thing that I am, I anticipate here and feel good about is that now a lot of these groups are locking arms all across the agricultural sector. And so lawmakers are for this, I sense it for the first time this year for a long time, taking notice, trying to find some common ground with all of these stakeholders to show how important the Farm Bill is for all of our country. There are 260 members of Congress who have never worked on a farm, never worked on a farm bill. 71% of adults say they don't know much of anything about the bill, but they think that as consumers, they ought to have more access to good food. Hello, duh. Americans trying to understand the broad impact. A lot of information is coming out about the farm bill. And again, I find this new and refreshing for those of us who have been there and done that, trying to make it something that will affect many more of America's farm families. That's part of the highlight of the consideration here, frankly. If you haven't, if you're a farmer connected to farm life and you haven't had any conversation with the staff at your representative or senator's office at that level, then maybe it's time for you to do it. Nothing to be risked. The idea is they want to hear from you, or at least they'll tell you they want to hear from you. Food is important. That's a silly statement to make. But we are finding ourselves challenged because of the war in Ukraine as much as anything else. The farm bill, unfortunately, covers a lot more than crops and things that are good for the farm. It's very comprehensive. There's a lot of conservation stuff in the Biden era. They want to throw all of that into the pot. But the important thing is for the farm bill, as it's connected to nutrition programs, for us to encourage farmers to be providing the right food for all these billions of meals every year, even for those who people who face hunger. Farmers aren't just growing the food. They're growing jobs in rural America. And so, getting down to brass tacks, I don't know if you knew this or not, U.S. agriculture supports 46 million jobs across the food business, the agriculture sector, and there are only 2 million farms in this country. That's pretty amazing, frankly. So let's keep our fingers, if you will, on the pulse of the farm bill. The website for that campaign I mentioned before, FarmBillForAmericasFamilies.com. FarmBillForAmericasFamilies.com. Coming up, a discussion of some of the things that we are going through this summer from the Food, Farm, and Family Report, and a couple of farm stories about farmers. All that in the news sector here on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with a reminder about as we work hard and we think, oh, man, we're going to have a rest here at some point in time. Probably for most of us, not until the weather changes. But at that time, you can spend a couple of free nights in Las Vegas. When the weather is right for you to stop worrying about the farm, you can go to Las Vegas where the weather is right all the time. And right now, if you're one of the first 10 callers, they have 10 operators standing by. They can take 10 calls right now to 800-419-DOUG. That's right. Right now, you can win 2 free nights. Some people are getting 3 free nights in Las Vegas by dialing 800-419-3684. Anytime, day or night, you get those 2 free nights. You can stay longer if you want. That's up to you. You can arrange it when you talk to the operator. But it really is a swell chance for you to unwind. Thanks to my help with the 541 travel people. We've got this. We've got you. You've got it. Call 800-419-DOUG right now and enjoy the time in Vegas. 800-419-3684.
Robert is a real Prevagen user and content contributor.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. This is the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. Back with more news on the American Family Farmer. The report has been issued this week on farmers and the economy. this year, lower crop prices, higher interest rates. The Fed just upping the interest rate, and that's going to affect a lot of farmers who are borrowing money. It's ridiculous, I know, but that's the way it is. Farmers dealing with the cost of seed and fertilizer. And that may or may not be addressed in the farm bill. There are a lot of people who are trying to buy farmland, trying to purchase, but they can't because the interest rates are so high. U.S. Department of Ag says farm income will decrease this year. Good God. It's been going down and down. What is there about food? This is my rhetorical question, I guess. What is there about food that we provide to America that they don't respect? What is there about the lack of respect farmers get to get paid what they ought to get paid, given what it costs to grow the food? I don't get where we've lost. Anyway, so that's something to think about. Here's some congratulations to the Carlson family. There are two Carlson farms that I know of. First one has to do with a dairy farm in Cornell in Michigan. This family bought in 1913 the farm. So now the farm has received a centennial sign, which was put up by the Historical Society of Michigan. Alexander Carlson's great-great-grandson is there, and they're still running the farm. And I find this to be a wonderful opportunity. Both men and women now in the family. We had somebody on the American Family Farmer last week, who I think was 29 years old, a young woman, who'd taken over the family farm after four generations of men, and there were no men that wanted to take it over, but she wanted to, so she did. And so congratulations to farms like the Carlson Farm that's been there for over 100 years. We have to do our best, and this is part, again, of the Farm Bill, to keep these farms growing, living, alive. To be frank about it, I just think that the more people know about the food that they're eating, the more supportive they are of those of us who are in the farming business. Here's a sad story about a pear farmer who was killed in a really bizarre accident on the family farm in California. It was a toxic chemical leak that claimed the life of this fellow. The family's been on this farm for 150 years, the pear farm in California. The family orchard was, let's see here, 47-year-old Matt Hemsley was killed in this accident. This is the reason I'm telling you the story is because the farm's been in the same family since the Gold Rush days, and nobody has ever lost their lives. But there are things that are dangerous. We know how dangerous farming is. The equipment, the things that we're exposed to, people get into silos and lose their lives, that sort of thing. So this fellow was out. He was mixing gallons of ammonia, and it began to leak from the facility that was in. Hazmat team responded to the scene, and so this fellow, the farmer Matt Hemley, was overcome by the fumes that came from the ammonia. Again, an underscore of how dangerous some of the things are that we work around. And this outfit, this farm, they were having their pear fair this coming weekend. The local farmers around have helped the family because they've been there for as long as they have, 150 years, generations of people. So they have connections across the county where they are, and the rest of the family, this guy was the leader, but the rest of the family says they're going to keep running the farm. It's a family farm. The wife said, there's no stopping us. So under the circumstances, you know, you think about the grit that so many of, and I was going to say us, I'll put myself in that category because I think I do have grit saving the farm that I've been working on. But why the heck is it so doggone? It's dangerous, but why is it so difficult in other areas? Something we all, again, ought to be thinking about and putting our shoulders to the wheel when it comes to making sure the Farm Bill that we're talking about has things in it for all of us. Doug Steffen back in a few moments with Jenny and Joe Steiniger here on the American Family Farmer.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
American Family Farmer here. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Jenny and Joe Steininger, who are from Lavender Hill Farm in Kansas. Lavender Hill Farm. Lavender Hill sounds like it should be a flower farm. Jenny, is Lavender Hill a flower farm?
Well, it is a flower farm of lavender. It's a very steep, very, very steep hill in Kansas City, Kansas, in a very urban area of the city, and it is filled with 1,600 lavender plants.
Really? So that's one of the reasons I think we're having you here is because of where you're located. How did this come to be? How did you have this, the lavender farm? You've located it where you have. How did that come to be?
Well, it really came to be when I got involved with a group called Veronica's Voice, that has been in existence for over 20 years here in the city. And they take women that have been trafficked and brought into prostitution, a lot of drug addiction. And we give the women a place to live for a couple of years and give them the mental, the medical, and all the legal help that they need to establish a better life and kind of mainstream and back into society. So I got involved with this group, and I was teaching the survivors how to sew, and we made lavender eye pillows. In the process of that, we went to visit a farm in Salina, Kansas, called Prairie Lavender, that had a festival there. And by the time I came home that day, I decided that's what I wanted to be, was a lavender farmer. I had just retired, and we had about 4 acres here in the city that we had purchased, and we hadn't really done anything with. My husband had a whole lifetime of farming experience behind him, and so I came home and asked him if he thought we could do that, and of course, he said yes, and so knowing nothing, we started a lavender farm.
Well, I would say from what you just said about your husband, the description you gave, he would know about growing things. So what would be different about growing lavender from growing corn. Joe, the floor is yours. So let's talk about what your experience has been in growing, been on a farm all your life. So to grow is to grow is to grow, isn't it?
You know, it is in some ways. It certainly is, because you're out there in the dirt and you have the sun on your back and the good Lord up above. So a lot of farming is similar. The funniest thing I heard when I first talked to a lavender grower, he said, "Oh, you've been a grain farmer. You need to forget everything you ever knew about farming, because lavender is totally different." The main rule is lavender does not like wet feet. So thus is what brought us to the hill we had purchased. We had wonderful drainage, and it's a nice sandy loam. We're close to the Kaw River here in Kansas, and so it's a wonderful place to grow the lavender. And I don't know, we've been married, Jenny and I, 49 years, and you need to keep things fresh. So now that we're retired, our life has kind of gone full circle, Doug. We started out grain farming. The early FMHA foreclosure years took us out. And so we had city jobs for 40 years or so. Mm-hmm. But now we're back in the soil.
All right, hold on to that thought. Back in the soil. That I love that phrase. We'll be back with Jenny and Joe Steiniger in the soil as we continue on this week's American Family Farmer.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News update, a manhunt is underway in Florida after two police officers were shot during a traffic stop.
Orlando Police Chief Eric Smith says the officer stopped a vehicle that had been carjacked when the suspect opened fire in downtown Orlando last night.
Officers were investigating a vehicle wanted for a homicide in Miami. During the stop, the suspect shot two of our officers.
Smith says the suspect then carjacked another vehicle and fled the scene.
That's Brad Siegel reporting. Former President Trump appeared at a Republican Party dinner in Alabama last night, one day after being arraigned on federal criminal charges related to the 2020 election.
The fake charges put forth in their sham indictment are an outrageous criminalization of political speech. Just so it is.
He accused the Biden administration of interfering with his campaign. Trump on Thursday pleaded not guilty to criminal charges for his alleged role in trying to stay in power following the 2020 election. Jeremy Scott, USA News.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-738-0170. 800-738-0170. 800-738-0170. That's 800-738-0170.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Another few moments here with Jenny and Joe Steininger from Lavender Hill Farm. The website is lavenderhillkck.com for you to see what goes on there. The story of these folks and what they've gone through. Joe, let me go back to you for a second and talk a little about what happened to you during a time when it was tough to hold on to farms. Tell us the story. You said you went off the farm, you got city jobs, and it sounded like though you kept your hand somehow or other in agriculture.
Yes. Well, yeah, you know, once it's in your blood, it's in your blood, and whether you can make your living at it or not is a whole different thing. So my father stayed in business. He survived those FMHA foreclosure years. And so we kind of were still part of the farm life through him. And, of course, Jenny and I grew a lot of gardening and stuff through the years. But we really never focused our life on farming again until Jenny asked me that day, can I have a lavender farm? And I'll tell you what, it's been one of the best things that's happened in our life. We're getting older. And once you retire, you need something to focus on. And I'll tell you what, if you start a lavender farm, you'll never have a dull moment or something to ponder. But it's been wonderful for us. And the help that we get from the ladies from Veronica's Voice is maybe the most special part of the field for me. Those gals can come out in that field, and when they stand in the dirt and feel the sun on their back, listening to the birds and the creation around them, you can see a burden lift off their shoulders that maybe has not lifted most of their life. And they become part of a simpler way of life. I just love that the most about this farm is when I see the reaction of those people that need to come back and be part of life again.
Yeah.
And I like to call it the care of creation.
You know, there's a movie out now called The Sound of Freedom that's all about this, the whole sex trafficking thing and how sick it is. And I think a lot of people who are listening to this program who are on the farm think, how is this going to touch me? Well, because things have changed as much as they have in terms of even how we hire help and who we hire and how hard it is to get help. A lot of these folks they're so grateful and thankful when they get out of the system to have jobs. And as you just described, what better than being on a farm with all the fresh air, the sunshine, and the idyllic life that is still a very important part. I still have my romantic ideas about the farm based on my own farm life. You know, there's a reality that we all have to face about being able to pay our bills, and that's one of the things that most disturbs me about the state of American farming today. It's just almost a subsist. It's hard, and I don't mean to complain because we all love it, but you went through it with the foreclosure on your farm in an era when most people who look back on that that era of the foreclosures are disgusted with the way the government handled things. A lot of people, the younger farmers coming along now, I noticed there was a women's conference people in America, National Farmers Union, bringing more and more women, diversification stuff into the farming world. But that's partially because it's so hard to get people to work. And it's acknowledged to be hard work. So anyway, I think that you bring the right things to the table. This program is dedicated to helping people make their farm better. So if let's say they didn't want to support something like Veronica's Boys, but they want to have something different. Lavender is something that has many different, if we can talk about the farm for a while, has many different uses, right? Many different applications for people as part of, I know most of the farms around where I am have both vegetables, they have sunflowers, they have regular flowers, and lavender is a part of it because it seems to be something that's fairly easy to grow and people are willing to pay for it. Am I right? Is that the circumstance out there in Kansas where you are?
Yes, it is. And you know, at some point in the future, we may add flowers or something to the farm, but right now we're learning the lavender business, and
Right. Thanks
to the other lavender farmers in the area that have helped us and the Growers Association, we're learning. But lavender, the best way to describe what it does is maybe to talk about the fact that we have 20 different products that we sell.
Mm-hmm.
On the city market. And so one of them would be the hydrosol, that is the steamed lavender left over from the still when Joe makes oil. And that hydrosol is a mist that can be used on the skin or the clothes or furniture, air freshener. You know, it's a very versatile mist that is a clean scent. And then we also have culinary lavender that people can cook with, and we make sachets that people in their house and their cars to make them smell good. So lavender just is such a sweet, clean scent that it is a calming effect on people. Mm-hmm. A lot of people use it to help with migraines and allergies, things like that. So
let me understand, Jenny and Joe, you produce these from the flowers in the farm. Do you do all the things that you sell? Do you actually produce yourself, like the roll-on and the dryer sheets and the candles?
Yes.
Is that stuff that you all do yourself?
Yes, we do. We do all of the products ourselves. We each have our own little segment that we're in charge of. Joe does all of the stilling. He does all the hydrosol. He does the bunches that we sell. Our son Ben, who helps us a lot on the farm, he does all the candles, the wax melts. He's moving into some sage growing and some smudge sticks. I do all the sewing. a lot of the products like the roll-ons and the lotion bars and the foot soap, things like that. So we can cross over and help each other when we get behind, which is a normal thing. But we each are also responsible for a certain part that we can get it done.
You can see these things, you buy them online, in fact, at their website, which is lavenderhillkck.com. Find them there. I'm looking at them. I'm fascinated with the things that you're telling us and the things that are there. We'll continue with Jenny and Joe Steininger from Lavender Hill Farm in Kansas City as we continue with our stories here on the American Family Farmer. Doug Steffen with a pointed focus on your weight. Weight stories galore at toploss.com, which is the home of Calitrin. Calitrin is the number one weight loss product, all natural. The weight loss stories, the secret to success, there's really no secret. It's just got to apply what they tell you, and the best way to learn it is to read some of these great stories about Calitrin, people choosing it, losing the weight, and so important it is to keep it off. And that's part of the story. It's so safe, it's all natural, and the doggone stuff works. So if you want to get more information, I can't tell you in 60 seconds the whole story. You can spend some time, be enlightened, feel good about what you're doing. Spend a couple of bucks right now at toploss.com. You can buy Calitrin 3 pay and 3 free, right? The BOGO deal for 3 at toploss.com. Check it out. See how the program they put together can be so right for you. That's actually individual. They can, the counselors, when you talk to them there, you can get a hold of them and they'll help you through. Because a lot of people do struggle with this, not only losing, but keeping it off. So help yourself to the program and to the product. It really, I think you'll find, is right for you. Check it out at toploss.com, please, for Calitrin. And when you check out for free shipping and all the best deals, use the discount code Doug, D-O-U-G. When you go to toploss.com, the website for Calitrin, and you decide you want to get some advice from a counselor, you may end up connecting with the lovely and talented Elizabeth Miller. So, under the circumstances, how did the doctor and the nurses that put this formula together, they wake up one morning and said, you know what? Collagen protein, yes.
Well, it started out with collagen protein. So it was created by nurses who were using it to help customers with their joint pain and their joint issues. And then they noticed that, you know, if you were taking it at bedtime, it was helping with sleep too. But then they noticed that people were losing weight. They were having more energy. Metabolisms were boosted. You know, people were like, wow, this is really actually helping me feel better, lose weight.
All right, let's talk about the deal.
Right now, we've got a Christmas in July sale. So we've got discounts on every single month of Calitrin. Plus, we've got our unlimited buy three, get three free. So whether you've got 5 pounds to lose or 135 pounds, we can help you do it, and you can save big on this sale.
Check it out at toploss.com. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. This is the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. When you go to toploss.com, the website for Calitrin, you may end up connecting with the lovely and talented Elizabeth Miller. Now,
People ask me, what are the ingredients of Calitrue?
Well, it's got just really three primary ingredients. So the number one ingredient is collagen protein, and that works to rebuild lean muscle tissue, repair joints, and it revs up your metabolism naturally. The second ingredient is digestive enzymes that make sure that your body absorbs all of the collagen protein. The third ingredient is a small amount of aloe vera, and that is just a healing property to add to the Calitrin because, you know, a lot of our customers do have joint pain and old injuries. Yep. The combination of those three are just so great for your overall health and well-being. And then, of course, proven for the weight loss.
All right, let's talk about the deal. What can we expect?
Well, right now we've got a Christmas in July sale, so we've got discounts on every single month of Calitrin, plus we've got our unlimited buy three, get three free.
Check it out at toploss.com.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company, have two daughters, and then two granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her. So I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better. My thought processes have gotten better. And it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Back with Jenny and Joe Steininger here on the American Family Farmer, Lavender Hill Farm, a farm that they didn't buy with the, they didn't have in their mind as they explained to us what they were going to do with it, but then they found a way to help. So how do you decide, you say you give a percentage of the profits, you have to live, so this group that deals with sex trafficking, imagine Kansas City, Kansas and Kansas City, Missouri, being a focal point of something you would never think. You know, you think of the big cities. You think of New York and Los Angeles and Chicago having a problem. But where you are in Kansas, this problem, and I mentioned the movie before because I thought it was a great movie, a great message. The fact that this is everywhere, and it's the number one problem, worse than drugs, worse than any physical ailment. This is something that's affecting more and more people, and so you've stepped up and helped. So how do you decide how much money is going to go? I'm sure they have an endless need for help, but how do you decide what portion of your sales get donated?
Well, I don't do it necessarily by sales. I do it by profit. And, you know, with a farm, when you first start one, it usually takes 2 or 3, 4 years to make a profit. So
my saying, Jenny, is that a farm is a hole in the ground into which one pours money. Adapted from the definition of a boat. Yeah.
You know, that's a good example. But we do things very frugally here, and we don't spend a lot of money. We don't borrow money for the farm, but when we do make money, we share it with the organization. I think what's even maybe more important we found over time is the fact that our farm, just like today, being on this program, is a way to tell people that, yes, it is a problem, and yes, it is a problem in Kansas City, Kansas. And to us, that's a big thing, because knowledge is everything. And when people learn about it, we live in an area where I truly believe that people want to help with society's problems. And when they learn about it, they step up and help. So that's probably more important than the money.
Well, I think you're both to be congratulated. You're both inspirational. You both have provided us with food for thought, because a lot of people, you know, it's hard work, and by the time you get to your 70s, some people want to stay on the farm forever. Some at 70 or so want to hand it off to their children or to the next generation, and then they say, okay, what are we going to do? Well, here it is. Go to the website. Check out how Jenny and Joe are doing it at LavenderHillKCK.com. Thanks very much, Jenny and Joe. Good to have you here. Congratulations. Keep up the good work. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the American Family Farmer.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Here at 53 after the hour, the American Family Farmer. I just say as a postscript to the conversation that we just had with those two folks from Kansas City, I was looking at their website and kind of smiling. I don't know how many of you know about smudging and smudgies. I find in my own, with my own sort of philosophical point of view, I find that constantly changing the air or improving the air or getting things out of the atmosphere where I may be is something that we'll always, you need to freshen things up in lots of different ways. And I find smudging to be a way to do that. I love to, excuse me, the last time I did it, I set out the fire alarms in the house, the smoke alarms, because that's something you got to look out for. But at any rate, they've done a wonderful job. They're to be congratulated. Nice family. Okay, I want to, speaking about family, I want to talk about one of the groups that I am a member of. It's a family. I talk openly about my involvement in the American Farm Bureau. I'm very active in the Massachusetts Farm Bureau Association, with their leadership. I serve on the Finance Committee. I serve in a couple of different committees because I think it's important. I also belong to the National Farmers Union. And when people hear that, I got to believe that there are a lot of people listening to this program who do know what the National Farmers Union is. And then there are a lot of people who don't know what the National Farmers Union is. They are encouraging women in agriculture. They are encouraging minorities in agriculture. Not that the American Farm Bureau Federation isn't doing that, but there's a different philosophy, if you will. We're both aimed at preserving a future for the family farm. I feel like the National Farmers Union maybe toes that line a little better. The American Farm Bureau sort of caters to all farmers, but I, even though I'm a member and I'm outspoken, in some parts of the country, the big ag concerns are members of the Farm Bureau, and they speak to that. They try to represent everybody. I think it's hard in some respects to represent the factory farms and the family farms at the same time. And maybe that's why I have a fondness for the National Farmers Union. So anyway, as I said, they're having women's conferences, bringing people in. One of the things that they're talking about is the health of farmers, which is a real concern. We're trying to preserve the farm and the family farm, keep it in the family. And so the preservation of the farm business requires you to have good health. One of the reasons that I have the that I talk about losing weight with a Calnitrin product here is because it does address a notion that farmers are always healthy because of all the work they do. Well, that's true to a point, but it's not always true. And so let's keep our minds on the one focus of keeping the family farm by having good health. And that's something they feel strongly about, health and health products at the National Farmers Union. Again, not trying to sell it. I'm just telling you that one of the things I've experienced with them is this ability to have products that are helpful and inexpensive for farm families to use. Borrowing money is one of them, and health, services that they have. I must apologize. I've been going through this doggone the allergy season, it seems like, for the whole year. When we got started in late April, we had an early spring here in Massachusetts, and so I was out early, and I got all of this stuff, and it seems to be getting worse. Somebody said it's because you're getting older. Of course, I don't, want to take that on. I just think it's worse. There's more stuff. I was out mowing hay yesterday, and because it's been so doggone wet here, everything is just, you're surrounded with it. So I have these allergies, and my voice doesn't sound as true and strong as it normally does. I'm fine. It's just that now we're into the second season. We had about 3 months where the allergies weren't bothering me, and now they're coming back again. So I wonder if some of you are going through that. So just an anecdotal message about my voice and nothing to do with my health. It's just the allergies. Back to the National Farmers Union for a moment. There's an invitation out to try to find new leaders. So I think that with all the focus on Congress and the Farm Bill and stuff, if you go to the website, nfu.org, you can find out how they're functioning, what they're appealing, who they're appealing to, and how they can help farmers. So I pass it along to you in my section. This last few minutes is my opportunity with every program to tell you what I'm thinking. And so I think the NFU is important, and I'll leave it at that. Doug Steffen here at 59 past on this week's American Family Farmer.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit bobksound.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.